This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lots of interesting questions always every day. For example, what's today? Today is Monday. Hooray for Monday. It's the 10th of September. So just looking at the calendar, one could easily glean, Jennifer, that we have put ourselves through one-third of September 2018, and we're on the prowl for big stories. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So let's get to it. It is an important day, as every day is important, Jennifer. Prove it to us, would you please?
Well, it's an important day if you're somebody that works at CBS. Maybe if you're Les Moonves, it's an important day. The chief executive at CBS is exiting the company, and it's effective immediately. No waiting around. This is amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations. The announcement came over the weekend. It came on Sunday evening, and it ends Les Moonves' 20-year tenure at CBS. He was the head of everything, Viacom, CBS, which included MTV, all of the other networks that you can think of that are associated with Viacom and CBS, their radio division for a long time. That was also included in this. He's now out. And it concludes a month-long battle for control over CBS between Les Moonves and the company's controlling shareholder. This name may sound familiar to you as well, Sherry Redstone. The CBS board is being reshaped with six new directors, and Redstone is repeating her vow to consider new bids from potential buyers. And it could position CBS for sale. The company's also facing a reputational risk. There was a lot of scrutiny about Les Moonves being paid tens of million dollars on his way out the door.
$100 million.
Yeah.
See you later. Have a nice life. Here's $100 million.
He had fought some of these allegations for quite some time. The first one came out a couple of months ago, and there was a snowball effect from there. Les Moonves even mentioning, hey, yeah, during the 80s, during the 90s, when I was a single guy, I used to use CBS as my dating pool. But, of course, now he's married, and his wife has stood by him. And
guess what? She's in the CBS pool.
Yeah.
What a strange thing, man.
That's right. She hosts the Chew. Not the Chew, the Talk. There's too many of them. The Chew, the
Chew,
the Talk.
And Big Brother, yeah. So she's got two shows that are probably the two highest rated on CBS, or one of the two highest rated. So I wonder if she'll leave in protest or just take the $100 million.
Is it because of her that they are? I doubt it. In either case, there's
two. I think she could stay. She could stick around unless they ace her out.
Why would they ace her up? She isn't anything wrong.
Right.
If they do ace her up.
I'm wondering if she would leave, though, in protest, because she has been vocal about supporting her husband.
Yeah.
It's tough to be at a place that fired your husband. You know, I dated a guy that we worked at the same company, and he got fired. And it's a hard thing to do, to just look around and know, like, all of you people fired my boyfriend. And in this case, it's her husband. So it's not a comfortable work environment.
I don't know. I think she's had so much support, especially from the women on the Talk, that I guess I'd be surprised. But you're right. I mean, she'd be in a uncomfortable situation for sure. And she's getting a lot of heat. Kathy Griffin over the weekend went after her pretty hardcore.
And who cares what Kathy Griffin says anymore?
Well, I know, but she's kind of she's trying to make her voice known. Yeah. And she went after Julie Chen. She went after Les Moonves, basically called him a sexist, saying that he would have never considered a woman for the Late Late Show. So
what's that
maybe he just wouldn't
her?
Have. Maybe because he didn't consider her, probably.
Go away. Just shut up and go away.
Well, but I get that she's annoying, but like her opinion does matter, and
why?
A lot
matters to her. Doesn't matter to me. Does it matter to you?
Any woman's opinion about something like that, I listen to everybody's opinion on issues that affect women in general. I don't particularly like Kathy Griffin, but I think her opinion has some value. And especially when you look at a landscape of there are no women hosting anything at night. And so if Les Moonves was part of that, and he was certainly apparently part of side railing or derailing Ileana Douglas's career, and that's one of the main people who came out against him when all this started. So, yeah, I do think that women's opinions on that kind of stuff are valuable.
Okay. And you're a woman, and you're entitled to your opinion, and we respect it. We don't have to agree. We can agree to disagree. I think Kathy Griffin is a piece of trash, and it is because
it's not
of
about her, though. That I don't like her
well,
either.
Why pay
I'm just saying it's not about her.
What she says, in a sense, is it biased? Is it one-sided? Does it have value because she is who she is? Or would we rather hear from somebody? I'd rather hear from you. I'd rather hear from Jennifer or Kara, for me, anyway, but yeah, maybe I'm personalizing.
I think the point is not just Kathy Griffin, because I think Kathy Griffin is pretty vile, and I think the stuff that she said over the weekend about Julie Chen, and even for that matter, Les Moonves, is pretty disgusting. But that being said, I'm talking about the criticism now against Julie Chen. This is more about Julie Chen than it is about Kathy Griffin. It's a lot of people hammering her coming together, which is what causes the pressure, the cultural pressure for CBS to make a decision about what to do with her, I guess would be probably how to reframe this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, the bottom line is that this is a corporate mess. The Redstones started the company, in essence, her father, Sherry Redstone's father, put Viacom all together. Well, actually, William S. Paley started CBS back in the 30s, and then it became a family sort of thing. And somehow Redstone was related to Paley, and I'm not sure I understand or remember even when or how that happened, but he got credit, he got a hold of it and got control of it when he was in his 30s. He's now in his 90s. So the Redstones, they sold off CBS, the stock, they split the stock from Viacom, which is a big movie producer, and it kind of has gone the way, it's interesting, went the opposite way of what happened at Universal, because Comcast bought that, and at ABC, Disney owns that. And Fox doesn't have another owner at the moment, but probably will fairly soon. And so CBS had this huge foray of all kinds of entertainment things, and they sold off the radio division about 6 or 8 months ago, which was a huge mistake, in my opinion. But that was Moonves' idea, because he was never a radio guy, never liked radio, never really understood radio. And so the stations that used to have the cachet, the ones like the call letters KCBS and WCBS, they're being run by a company that doesn't really, it's a radio company, but it hasn't got the class nor the clout that CBS did. Anyway, so there are all kinds of adjuncts to this story, all kinds of pieces to the pie. But the bottom line is this is another example. Well, I said there were two things. The Redstones wanted him gone because he wanted to take over and control a merged or re-emerged CBS Viacom company. So he was trying to maneuver it with the stockholders. And guess what? You don't play with the big boys. Even though he was a big boy, he wasn't big enough. And the Redstones, they engineered this.
But quick question, when you get $100 million in a payout like that, is it like the lottery that you just, do you pay half the taxes right away? Or is it... Is it like a payment plan over time, or do they just write a check for $100 million?
I think
I don't know.
That seems like a lot of money, but
yeah.
CBS, so I guess they might be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, he's got a lot of stock in CBS, too. He's had, remember, over the years, 20 years, you get at certain times, if you hit certain marks, a guy that runs a company or a woman, anybody who runs a company like that, you hit certain stock valuations and you get huge bonuses. So over the years, I think I remember one year he got a $40 million bonus, or close to it, because the stock, the value of CBS went way up for whatever the reason. I don't remember what it was. But over the years, I'd say he probably made half that annually, maybe more, maybe somewhere in that vicinity. These guys that run these big stock-oriented companies, they get paid to protect the value of the stock. That's all they're there for. Their only job is to protect the value of the stock. And the stock value has gone down since these things, these allegations have surfaced. And to a point, it's put CBS in a position so that if the Redstones and Viacom want to take over the stock, it's going to be cheaper. You look at all of these things behind the scene. Get rid of Moonbees. Okay, that'll stir up the pot. CBS will tank, and then the Viacom people can take it over, take it back. That's, you know, there's all of that stuff, machinations like that going on behind the scenes. Does it affect the programming at CBS? I'm sure Moonbees made decisions about some of the programs that were on there. But remember, people like that have huge staffs that insulate them. There are people who are in charge of programming, people who are in charge of advertising. They have all of these subsets. And so they'll have people that will cover their butts and try to keep them from making mistakes.
Well, so I didn't know that CBS owned MTV and VH1 and all that Viacom clump. Well, that makes sense now because MTV has no online presence. You can't stream MTV. I don't have MTV on my PlayStation View, which is how I watch, you know, TV. And so, and then it makes total sense now because CBS is so backwards when it comes to technology. How many times have you said, Doug, that the Good Wife spinoff, which has been buried in that pay service that CBS has that no one pays for and no one watches. Yeah. And it's the same thing. So maybe someone who comes in is the first thing they should do is get MTV and VH1 and the Wii channel, get them online because they actually can draw a younger audience. Mm-hmm. And CBS is just, I don't know. I only watch Elementary on CBS, which doesn't even really belong. It doesn't fit on that network. But CBS is just like, it's like a graveyard for shows. And I know you like NCIS, but
I think NCIS. Blue Bloods. I like Madam Secretary. I like a lot of the shows
but
that they have.
But the demographics for those shows are way up there, so they need to get some young blood in there in their lineup.
They do, and I'll wager you that the person who comes in to actually take over, or there'll be two. I'm saying this only because it's in my gut that I'm thinking this. There'll be two people, co-presidents or co-CEOs or something. I wouldn't be surprised at all if one of them was a woman. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are a couple of women that are very high up at CBS, or they bring in somebody from another network. They poach someone from one of the other networks.
Yeah.
Or someone who's been running one of the sub-networks, like MTV, would come in and change all that.
If
the board is smart. Well, it'll be Sherry Redstone's pick. Whoever it is will be her pick. She's not going to run it. She's like 78 years old or something. She's not running it.
Oh, she's that old? I didn't know that.
Yeah, pretty close to it. At any rate, that's the story at CBS. A very interesting reality, huh? At 19 after the hour, the lives and times of people, big-time boppers, like, let's move. Things change. Life changes. And as that is the case, may I introduce you, interestingly enough, to Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. A unique blend made from all natural ingredients. There are special formulas in this tea that come from teas. They're all grown in America. This is a combining of various number of teas that will cleanse your body. Teas that will help move the chemicals caused by the outside intruders that come into your digestive system. If your colon has buildup in it, if your stomach, the old gut, if you have a problem there, you'll like the fact that you can clean it out. And there'll be some weight loss that goes along with this. Healthier, younger-looking skin, increase in energy. This is the cleansing tea you need in your life, according to the American Gastroenterological Association. Say that 100 times, right? The American Gastroenterological Let me try that again, Doug. The American Gastroenterological Association says that 16% of all Americans need help immediately because of the problems in their gut. So let's link these things all together. Yes, the health of your body and the health of the practical existence. Get cleans up a lot. Cleansed with Life Change Tea. Get it at GetTheTea.com. That's where you go online. Can't get it in the stores. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. I've told you the value and virtue of this, so your action is next. Go to GetTheTea.com and order Life Change Tea. 21 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On Friday, when we were speculating about the place where McCartney was going to play, it was Grand Central Station in New York, and a quote-unquote surprise concert. I don't know how much of a surprise it was. A lot of people figured it out, but still, must have been very cool to be anywhere near Grand Central Station in New York City on Friday, about 7:40 in the evening. His live-streamed YouTube concert started. He wanted to tell the audience what to do, basically. He started the broadcast alone on camera with the crowd in complete silence. Then he said, I'll just move a bit more over this way and sing Hey Jude, and then you'll sing Don't Make It Bad, and that's your big moment. And there were about 200 of his friends, some fans, and total strangers there in the hall, which is right off of the main commuter concourse, Vanderbilt Hall. Meryl Streep was one of the people who were there. Chris Rock was there. Amy Schumer was there. Jimmy Fallon was there. Kate Moss was there. John Bon Jovi was there. Rolling Stone magazine reported that this was a different kind of McCartney show. It was leaner. It was lighter on its feet, less interested in hitting every familiar note, more invested in having just a plain good old time. Concert is out to promote McCartney's new album, Egypt Station, but he only played 3 songs from that album. Who cares? Come On to Me and Foo You. He was having so much fun. He gave the crowd a streamlined, re-energized tour through his catalog from Love Me Do all the way to 4 or 5 seconds. There were fewer ballads than usual, so his hard-rocking performances of Helter Skelter, Birthday, and I Got a Feeling pretty much set the tone for the night. Even My Valentine, which is a very sweet song, got a new arrangement with McCartney crooning through a broken megaphone. When he flubbed the lyrics to Blackbird twice, he just made it seem endearingly human. The fans loved the moment when he got the right lyrics the third time. A third of the way through the show, he broke out, quote, "From me to you for only the second time ever as a solo artist." I don't know why I said quote. Anyway, "From me to you." Crack this up, Kara. I love this song. Always love this song. With the woos. His tour begins in the U.S. next spring, Freshen Up Tour. If you missed it live, you can watch this whole show on McCartney's YouTube page, where the concert is archived, so you'll have a good time. All right, so how is the local media in New York and the environs, Victoria? You're closer to it than anybody else. How did they handle the event? What did they, what's been the postscript from it, if you will?
I think the postscript is that Paul McCartney is back in a major way, and that everybody who saw this concert online and who had the, you know, the privilege of being there said it was just an incredible moment. And there's just, I think, re-energize is the word that a lot of people seem to use, and maybe it's this new album that he loves, or yeah, it's just a time in his life where he's just having so much fun, but the reviews were just stellar, and the set list is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm not even a McCartney fan, but I this is making me want to go see the show next spring.
Yeah, yeah. Well, watch it online. It'd be interesting to see how many hits that thing gets online. All right, so that's the McCartney story, sort of the end or the final page, as we were speculating, as I said on Friday, that it would be at Grand Central Station, which is a pretty good venue. 28 past the hour here on the DJV show for
Essential Time Management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Impact by Hurricane Florence is still several days away, but the South Carolina governor says in his state one thing is certain.
Whatever happens, we will have a lot of rain and a lot of wind.
That's why Governor Henry McMaster and his North Carolina counterpart have already declared states of emergency because of the hurricane.
Get your medicines ready to go. If you have prescriptions you need filled, better get them filled. If you have relatives who need to be alerted to where you might go, or where you can go, tell them, take care of your pets, be sure to lock things up.
The now Category 2 storm expected to strengthen and hit the Carolinas or perhaps Virginia later this week. VP Mike Pence saying the anonymous writer of the New York Times op-ed should step forward and then step down. Pence says the article is un-American and an assault on our democracy. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Deal, the real McCoy. This is the DJV show. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Hoorah! And Kara Schilling is at the controls. It's a Monday, so let's get ourselves oriented. Victoria is in charge this time of the trending story this half hour.
Well, John Legend is trending on Twitter right now, and for kind of a cool reason, actually two reasons. He won a Creative Emmy last night for his leading role in Jesus Christ Superstar, which was the televised NBC musical, and he has now solidified himself in EGOT territory. That means he is the youngest person to ever reach EGOT status. He has an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And he is also the first African-American male to reach EGOT status, so he's got two new categories that he broke the barrier. So congratulations to John.
Deserves
Legend.
It all. He's
deserves
great.
Deserves it. Yep. That yep. was a he was a that was a great performance in Jesus Christ Superstar. He was
Jesus
really
Christ Superstar. What do you think? Who do you
I think that
really
you're
think
a
you
man
are,
on the radio it? Singing Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that NBC's not going to call, but that's just because they just don't know.
They lost my number.
Yeah.
Lost my number.
Go audition for The Voice.
Yep. Okay.
You should. Why don't you do that?
What, audition for The Voice or go do...
You should do that.
On The Voice. Yeah?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. It would be just
not?
One more thing
have
I'd
to
have
lose.
To do with not enough time.
Actually, you should audition for Idol. No,
trust me.
It
wouldn't take long.
You should go to American Idol because they will get...
Yeah.
But if you're on American Idol, we'll get to actually see it because they air all the bad auditions. The Voice doesn't do that.
Wow. Do you hear, ladies and gentlemen, the disrespect aimed at yours truly from these young whippersnappers? How do you know? If I had the balsam to do it, that may be saying more than you. I would at least try out.
Are there age restrictions on American Idol, though?
Because
anybody can do it on The Voice. So that's why I was thinking maybe.
Oh, that's right.
The Voice.
You believe it's disrespect? So we've had a lot of business news over the weekend. One of the things I saw that was pretty interesting was the number of people on airplanes. Do you know that 849 million people flew in the United States last year? 13% increase from the year before. 1.6 million fewer flights. A 13% decrease. So people are all worked up about the routes and schedules and frequency and all that other stuff. One of the things that is very obvious when you look at the crowded planes, or maybe it isn't obvious, but it's interesting to note why the airlines are not, they're cutting back. They say, well, we have problems here and there. Well, actually, they do. One of the great jobs in terms of what advancement there is, the opportunity of men and women to be pilots. You can, there's a move afoot now to change the age. It used to be you had to retire at 60. Then about 10 years ago, it got up to 65. Now the airlines want to move it from either 65 to 67 or up to 70, depending on the physical. I saw somebody, I brought my son to the airport yesterday to go back to Los Angeles, and I saw a JetBlue pilot that was so out of shape, I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking to myself, how does he pass the physical? Whether they've changed, I don't know for a fact whether they've changed the physical requirements.
Why do they have to have a physical for a pilot?
Because
what are they going to do, run a marathon up there?
No, they're going to. They want to make sure
they're
healthy.
Hours,
they're not going to fall, drop over, have a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
there were a couple of circumstances like that just last year, where pilots had helicopters.
That's why you have a co-pilot. What are you going to do? You think both of them are going to keel out? What are the chances?
I want to go work for Jen's airline.
Yeah, right.
Burgers all day.
Well, I don't know what you're worried about. It's not like they can pedal. The only thing you have to worry about is the health crisis.
What you're worried about is the person in the right-hand seat.
Not like a cop. I want
if it
to
was
be very
the what you think the people in the right-hand seat are trainees, basically. That's why they're there. They're not there for safety. They're
they
in there.
They're not interns.
Yes, they most certainly are. The people who sit in the right-hand seat.
They can fly a plane. It's not like they get some poor slump and say, hey, you.
Jennifer,
over there. Yeah, you with the orange sweatshirt on. You
as
want
much
me
as
to
I love you, you're really sounding very ignorant at the moment.
Oh, you're the one that sounds weird, Dougie.
Oh,
come
really?
On.
Okay.
Come on.
This is pick on Doug Day, huh?
No, but don't call me ignorant. I'm telling you,
you're making silly statements. The people in the right-hand seat are training to be pilots. They may call them whatever they call them, the second, whatever, the officer or whatever it is, but they're learning how to fly the plane in the routes. That's why they're there.
Can they or can they not fly a plane and have basic knowledge of an aircraft before they get a job as a co-pilot?
They've come from smaller airplanes, often smaller airlines, unless they've come out of the military, and then they have a pretty good shot at knowing what's going on. But and I'm not saying that they don't know what's going on. I'm just saying that they're not. I remember being on a plane once. Co-pilot was flying it. We landed at the wrong airport. Because they didn't know where the hell they were going.
At least you landed.
We're with the pilot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The pilot had given the charge. The pilot was probably taking a nap under the circumstances.
We're with air traffic control.
Yeah, exactly. This is like fake news, but it's funny.
No, it isn't. Check out. Go just Google planes that land at wrong airports, and you'll see how silly.
A picture of Doug going.
Doug's the only one on the plane.
Shall we move on now
to
that
was really funny.
Today? Yeah, okay.
Obviously, Jen and I both need that.
Look like Massachusetts.
I know, right? Hey, buddy, wake up next to me. I think I landed at the wrong airport.
Yeah, you all done now? I think that's the hardest I've ever heard you laugh.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
Oh my god. Okay, everyone, take a deep breath. Now they're just going off of each other. One of them laughs, the other one starts laughing.
Know,
we go
right.
back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Mine's still kind of a wheeze after my couple of weeks away.
That just like cleared my sinus.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, September the 10th, is Rosh Hashanah.
The new year, the new year. A week before Yom Kippur, we have Rosh Hashanah to
I believe this program is officially off the rails. Rosh Hashanah. Do you know how
this sounds like Ernie? It sounds like Bert Ernie.
Really, this is the most serious day of the year for our Jewish
Clearly.
Friends. I don't know if I'll make it through this or not. This is the the first day, I believe. Is Saturday, actually, so this week. But today is the Jewish New Year, first or second day of the seventh month of the Jewish calendar. The term actually means first or head of the year. The day is believed to be the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve, a day that's filled with a lot of religious introspection, if you're Jewish, but it's also a day filled with a lot of joy. For, you know, there are conservative, there are reformed, and there are liberal Jews. For conservative Jews, absolutely no work is allowed on this day. Most of the day is spent in prayer and in the synagogue. During Rosh Hashanah, there are a lot of different foods that are eaten. Foods not only have historical significance, but also they have symbolic significance, too. For example, apples are often dipped into honey to signify the wish for a sweet New Year. Other foods associated with this holiday, pomegranates, symbolize being fruitful, challah bread to symbolize this year's cycle. You like that? Pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Challah bread. You're going to keep laughing? Go ahead. Come on. Turn the mic up and let her laugh.
I'm trying to control it.
This is the year 5779 in the Jewish calendar. I wonder what this year is in the Chinese calendar. Anybody want to check that out just for the heck of it? We all think we're all so arrogant that we use the Christian calendar of, this year is the year 2018. Anno Domini means year of our Lord. Supposedly 2018 years ago, Jesus was born. I think that that's been proven not to be accurate, though. I think his birth was on one side or the other of where they thought it would be.
Hmm. I see 4,716 in the Chinese calendar.
Is it?
That's
okay.
What I see.
Yep, okay. So anyway, Rosh Hashanah. My Sharona obviously was Rosh Hashanah. You got that out of it. Do you have rejuvenations there, Kara?
Oh,
rejuvenation.
I haven't listened to this one, so I don't know how good it is.
Go on and lift up your life to another realm. Bring out the awesome in you for show and tell.
The sun is beautiful. Yes.
Not very good.
What makes you beautiful?
Wow.
Who knew that there were all of these songs out there?
Yeah.
Wow. The best one when it comes to the fun of Jewish holidays is the one Adam Sandler does for Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah, the Hanukkah song.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yes,
that is great. So if we have friends who are Jewish.
I guess it depends. I'm doing business
Happy
today
New
with
Year.
A couple of Jewish people who are doing some work for me. So they're probably of the reformed, much more liberal bent. But anyway, it's a nice, refreshing way. The thing that a lot of people criticize, I remember when I was a kid, we didn't have Jewish holidays off. It wasn't until later that it came to be, when I was teaching school, the Jewish holidays came off. And it was a big to-do. You don't remember because you weren't even around, any of you. But the reality was that people thought that it was and it was discriminating, especially in communities where there are lots of Jewish students. So now it is the norm around the country to have the Jewish holidays off. And it's right after the beginning of the school year, and people say, well, let's just wait and start school after the Jewish holidays, because kids won't, you know, the schools here are closed today. I'm probably where you are. Our school's closed in, you're in Los Angeles, Jennifer, today? And in,
yeah, but it's relatively new. Obviously, it wasn't a thing for me because I went to Catholic school for 12 years, but my mom taught in LA Unified for 30 years, and I don't think, if I'm remembering, she would be able to correct me, but I don't think they started getting Jewish holidays off until after 2000. I know it's a relatively new thing in her career that they'd actually start getting them off, but I think attendance would just dip down so low they realized it was cheaper to just include it in and then tack some time on at the beginning and the end.
And that, by the way, is the reason some districts will tell you they start now before Labor Day, because they have to make up because of
this
day.
They give an extra week at Christmas, then they have the Jewish holiday, so it all kind of evens out.
Right. All right, so that's that story. Let's get to the sports desk. No, we got to do the TV report, right, Jennifer? Before we get
that would
the sports
be good.
Desk. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. So what do we have in the offing?
Whatever you want. You're the boss.
Tonight, no, I don't want... I'm doing making no decisions that will make me subject to scrutiny and criticism.
Oh, would you stop? Yeah.
Anyway, what's on
you
television
tonight?
You
have to let us fight back when you call us weird names. All right, CBS tonight. If you're ready for the fall season, and a lot of people are, tired of those summer reality shows or reruns, CBS tonight has their fall preview, so you can come and see what's new at CBS. Les Moonves will not be there, but everybody else will. That's at 8:30 tonight on CBS, followed by a new episode of Salvation and a new episode of Elementary. ABC has a brand new episode of Bachelor in Paradise tonight. Now, check your local listings here, because they also have football going on ABC. So you want to check that out and make sure that you get a chance to see the romantic dates. Will the couples choose to go overnight or not? NBC is new tonight. They have a new episode of American Ninja Warrior. And then Fox has an episode of So You Think You Can Dance. That's brand new tonight at 8 o'clock. On the cable networks, AMC has the new episode of Better Call Saul. That's at 9. And The Real Housewives of Orange County tonight at 8 o'clock. Or, I'm sorry, new episode at 9 o'clock. You can catch up on the rerun at 8 o'clock from last week.
So I now have Amazon Prime. You asked me about that on Friday.
Ooh,
and Brendan signed it up. Yeah, I did. I watched the two episodes of Jack Ryan, it's very good. It is good. I don't know that I agree with Rich. He says it's the new 24. It's not.
It's more like 21.
Yeah, right. Bye, Jack.
Oh, more right. 24.
Now, let's I need to help people. There's a lot of grogginess going on here, so let me help you. Those of you who haven't had a good night's rest, or maybe had a restless weekend for whatever the reason, so I will turn you in the direction of the folks at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. Years ago, he found himself frustrated because every pillow that he used went flat, and he's an engineer, so he figured out how to make these pillows, and he brought them to the marketplace. And for the last 12, 13, 14 years, they've been taking over the pillow business by storm. So now they have all kinds of things in their company, but their bottom line business is pillows. Made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. So here's the pillow of the month. The special is to buy one pillow. Second one is free. Yep. Order one MyPillow. Get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Don't toss, don't turn, don't have a lousy night's sleep anymore. Buy at MyPillow. They'll ship it to you right away. It'll go out today. So call them now. Maybe you want one for you and one for your spouse, whoever you're sleeping with. Get them now and get them at the right price at MyPillow.com. 50% off everything using the code DJV.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get to Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer is, Jennifer doesn't participate in this because she doesn't have any technical expertise, but Victoria does. Wow. Is Victoria a winner, winner, chicken dinner? So what do we have that's starting things off here, Victoria?
Well, the Defense Department, which is not something that normally comes up in tech news, but in this instance, their cutting-edge research arm has promised to make the military's largest investment to date in artificial intelligence. Now, they want these systems to run all of the weaponry and have, you know, increased intelligence with drones and things like that. They're committing to spend up to $2 billion over the next 5 years, and they're saying this new effort will make the AI systems more trusted and accepted by military commanders, because right now, military commanders, rightfully so, they use some artificial intelligence for data and research, but they don't let it make any decisions, and so that's what the Defense Department wants to change. They want to get to a point where the military commanders will be able to trust that artificial intelligence can actually execute maneuvers and things like that without human involvement. It's a scary idea, I know.
Yeah.
But the Defense Department says its primary role as pushing forward new technological solutions to military problems, they say that the Trump administration's technical chieftains have strongly backed in injecting artificial intelligence into more of our weaponry. And they say that this is a means of combating Russian and Chinese military forces, which apparently are ahead of us in terms of how much they already use artificial intelligence. So the investment is small by Pentagon spending standards, which where the, you know, the cost of buying and maintaining new F-35 warplanes is expected to exceed $1 trillion. That's a lot. But they say that historically, this is actually on par with what we spent on the Manhattan Project in the 1940s. Although with inflation, that would be about $28 billion today. So $2 billion, not a huge investment. Up until now, Google has actually been leading the Project Maven. That's the name of the project for the department. But after an organized protest by Google employees who didn't want to work on software that could actually pick out targets to kill, which is, I didn't even realize Google was behind the scenes on this. So Google said in June that they're discontinuing its work because after the contract expires, because they just have moral dilemmas with this. They don't want to work on death software, essentially. So now Maven and other AI initiatives will be under the Pentagon umbrella, and whether they bring in a new contractor for that, that remains to be seen. But they say they want to get to the point where explainable AI is what they're calling it. So if a soldier asks an artificial intelligence system about a target, then right now all the system can do is just give information on it. But in the future, they want it to say, here's the answer and here's why this is the right thing to do. And that's the next level of AI. So they really want to take the human element out of it and have the artificial intelligence pretty much running. It's like war games. It's like a movie. That's
nothing
where they want to get
to. Wrong with that. Scenario.
Nothing can go wrong with that. Yep.
Moronic people.
I know. It's like we're trying to compete, and I get that, but I also don't think that this is the right move.
So
AI
let's say,
is great as a backup, but
take the
I understand
movie.
Why military commanders are reticent.
Yeah. Take the movie, any number of movies that are the deal with a doomsday scenario where
right.
the president waits till the last minute. You think those things couldn't exist? Of course they could. So if there's a technological failure or everything is working perfectly and you want to stop it because there's no such thing as perfect when it comes to humanity, then what happens? No, this is a bad
right.
idea. All right, there's a new Kickstarter campaign that's funding the most technologically advanced water gun. Wow, that's what I want, is a Wazoo water gun. Let's listen to this.
The Geek Out.
A clever company has introduced the world's most technically advanced water gun. Yeah, it looks like something out of a video game, refills in seconds, and shoots not a stream of water, but what they term water bullets that are accurate up to 25 feet away. Now, this water gun has a battery-powered pump that pressurizes the weapon, and with a pull of the trigger, it shoots out a burst of water. Now, you refill it by dunking it underwater, and 15 seconds later, you're fully reloaded. It also has, get this, a digital counter that tells you how many water bullets you've got left. No surprises, the Spyro 1 has exceeded its Kickstarter funding goal, but is not due to ship until a year from now. We've got a link to the $130 Spyro water gun on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so Victoria, that's the story from Microsoft today.
Well, Microsoft announced it will soon require all of its U.S.-based suppliers to offer their employees a minimum of 12 weeks of paid parental leave for the birth or adoption of a child and up to $1,000 a week in compensation.
Wow. All right.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.